There is also the uncertainty principle, which is part of quantum mechanics, as I understand it. And this happens constantly in the writing. And there's the terrible and dreaded observer effect, in which you're looking for something and, you know, things are happening simultaneously and you're looking at it in a different way. And you're trying to really look for the about in the story. What is the story about? And if you try too hard, then you will only write the about. You won't discover anything. And what you were supposed to find, what you hoped to find in some serendipitous way, is no longer there. Now, I don't want to ignore the other side of what happens in our universe like many of our scientists have, and so I am going to just throw in string theory here and just say that creative people are multidimensional, and there are 11 levels, I think, of anxiety, and they all operate at the same time. There is also a big question of ambiguity, and I would link that to something called the cosmological constant. You don't know what is operating, but something is operating there. And ambiguity to me is very uncomfortable in my life, and I have it. Moral ambiguity. It is constantly there. And just as an example, this is one that recently came to me. It was something I read in an editorial by a woman who was talking about the war in Iraq. And she said, save a man from drowning, you are responsible to him for life. A very famous Chinese saying, she said, and that means that because we went into Iraq, we should stay there until things were solved, you know, maybe even 100 years. So there was another one that that I came across, and it's saving fish from drowning, and is what Buddhist fishermen say, because they're not supposed to kill anything, and they also have to make a living, and people need to be fed. So their way of rationalizing that is they are saving the fish from drowning, and unfortunately, in the process, the fish die.